We have a guest waiting. Miss Rachel Goodstein is on the phone with us from Chicago, I'm assuming. Rachel, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning. No problem. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And yourselves?
We're doing well.
We're
doing well.
I missed you when I stopped by the radio station. You were out and about or else upstairs in the new studio.
No, I was hiding. My immense fan club, all three of them were after me.
He's had an upgrade.
Well, let's hear how things are doing down there in Chicago. I have a pen in front of me that says Elect Goodstein, but I believe that wasn't that last year?
That was 2007, yes.
Whoa, wow.
Time flies, you know, it's like, where did last year go?
Exactly.
Hard to believe it's, been a year since the last air venture. But,
yep.
Well, let's see. Some of us citizens keeping the issue going, and actually the Friends of Meg's website is still up. Steve Whitney does still keep that up. But the site itself, Meg's Field, is still basically empty. The terminal building still stands. The tower stands. The park district uses the building somewhat, and there's a bike path around it. So there is no city money. I mean, I don't know if people up here know, but according to the mayor, the city was running a $400 million deficit. At the same time, he has a flush fund of what are called TIF funds and $1.5 billion. But meanwhile, there's been no money spent to do anything on Meg's Field, which is a good thing because it means as long as there's nothing there in the great future, there's still the possibility of putting something else back. The impact of the closure, of course, has been felt in many ways. The air-sea rescue has been moved farther south. And I think that contributes to delayed times in either rescuing people or retrieving them. And the convention people are complaining the convention business is down, and I think Meg's closure, we always said, would have an impact on that, as well as medical flying. The heart centers claim to not be doing as many surgeries, and when we sued the mayor, the lead plaintiff was the Illinois Association of Air and Critical Care, the medevac people, and they said that on average a heart came in or out of Meg's Field every week. So now it's been, 6 years since the airport's been closed. So we know it's had an impact, and that's why we keep the issue alive, as well, of course, as it's become symbolic of the bad government of Chicago, which is, world famous now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So the bottom line is 6 years, and they haven't really done anything with it.
Exactly. Years ago, they put a little ribbon of asphalt around it to be a bike path. But you know what I'm talking about, a little narrow ribbon. And that's really all that has been done out there. So.
Well, that just kind of illustrates the fact that he just didn't like the airport. It's not that he had some grand vision for the land. He just didn't like the airport.
Well, I think that there was a grand vision, but I think the grand vision was called Casino, and it got squished because the state legislature didn't give him a gambling license for the city to own.
Yeah.
Sounds like a joke just to say. I mean,
it sounds like he's already gambling with the city.
Oh, well, he is, and that's actually one of the ways that there is hope on the political environment. You know, he's... there's a lot of brouhaha now politically down in Chicago. I don't know if you've heard how he leased the parking meters and the alderman went along with it. And within 48 hours, a 99-year lease on all the parking meters, which is blown up in his face. I mean, it's people are very unhappy, sort of boycotting the use of the parking meters. The aldermen are now calling to have hearings about it, even though they've signed the contract. They're looking to see if they can find an out. But what this has done is it is, what's the word? The citizens are more upset about that.
Right. That has more of an effect on them. Okay, you first.
All right.
No.
When are the voters going to realize this guy is a complete creep and just vote him out of office? We hired him. We can fire him.
Well, that's what we're hoping. I think I'm more hopeful than ever that in 2011, which is the next time he comes up for office, assuming the feds don't get him first, is that people are unhappy. They're unhappy with their aldermen. I mean, I didn't win in 2007, but there were some more independent-minded aldermen, and now the aldermen, because the citizens are upset about parking meters, have to act more like responsive legislators. And then the other thing looming is whether or not Chicago gets the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. My.
That is a major concern, because I've been reading that the site of Migs Field could very well turn into an Olympic venue.
As could many of the parks. I think that under the pretty pictures of Chicago 2016, it becomes sort of a kayaking venue and such.
Oh, boy.
Well, in reality, though, I don't think too many places have actually made a profit hosting the Olympics, have they?
No.
No, and that's the other thing that's come to light. The mayor was in the bid committee was saying that the city would only be on the hook for only $500 million, the $500 million, only $500 million.
Actually, only, yeah,
only.
If things didn't go right, and historically, you know, unfortunately, the Olympics often don't go right in the building part of it.
Rachel, you said something that caught my eye there. You said if the feds don't get him first, is he currently under federal investigation?
Well, yes. Well, the city is. You know, the city of Chicago, the FBI has the largest public corruption unit there. I think it's now 40-some people, something like that.
And they're still going strong?
Yeah. There have been... When I went to bed on March 30th, 2003, I was a do-gooder. In the morning after he dug it up, I'd become a whistleblower. And now I know a lot of the whistleblowers. And one of them said it was only after he dug up Meg's Field that the papers paid attention to what was going on in the water department, which was spending $40 million a year on hired trucks that did nothing. That became the hired truck scandal, led to the hiring scandal. There have been two federal convictions of people who worked for Daley about illegal patronage hiring. That has limited his patronage army of workers, and there are continuing investigations that seem to be going upwards in that department. There's only now one person between Daley in that hiring scheme. I know that there are investigations going on in the Department of Aviation, and a really important thing happened when they arrested Governor Blagojevich. You may have heard about that.
Yep, sure did.
The man with the hair?
Yeah, well, grandstander.
And running, well, the guy that didn't run that day was his chief of staff, who also was arrested, a man named John Harris. And some people out there in GA may recognize his name. He was the deputy commissioner of aviation for Mayor Daley, worked a lot in different spots. And he was the person who put together the raid on Meg's Field.
Wow.
And he was arrested. He's a guy in his 40s, married, three kids, and he is cooperating with the feds. He pled guilty to a small charge, and he is cooperating about the governor and about the mayor.
Good.
There's
sink
big
em.
Investigations in the Department of Aviation.
Good. Sink them both. Why haven't the feds arrested Mayor Daley just yet for the destruction of Migs Field? There was federal money involved there.
Well, that's interesting. I also know that the feds have, know a couple of things that most people don't realize. And when we sued Mayor Daley, and I was one of the plaintiffs back in 2003, in the Daley courts, if you will, the courts that are slated and, appointed by Mayor Daley, so, justice isn't quite so blind. But one of the things we did accomplish is written interrogatories from the mayor, in which the mayor admitted that he was the person responsible. Now, most people don't know that, and I'm sure when the mayor wrote that out, he never expected anything to come of it, like an FAA investigation that indicated the city misappropriated federal funds. But if you put those two things together, I think the FBI is very busy trying to make cases about things, and I know some people will say, well, the president is a Chicago person, maybe not, but the same U.S. attorney is still there, and I think the wheels of justice are grinding. But he likes to win. A U.S. attorney like Fitzgerald likes to win, and I don't think he will bring anything that isn't
airtight.
Yeah.
Airtight, because he doesn't need that. his reputation, and also it's just not a, you know, good use of.
Well, real quick, Rachel, we're about out of time. Right before we go to a break here, what can the average citizen do, and how can the average citizen help?
Okay, here's how the average citizen can do help. The EAA has this. The Congress has just started a general aviation caucus. Everyone at EAA should call their congressman and say, join up. It's important. GA is important. And they also should tell their representatives they don't want federal money sent to save Mayor Daley to get the Olympics. I mean, I'm not against athletics, but it may be that Mayor Daley will turn to President Obama and say, you bail this out. And with everything else going on in the economy, the U.S. citizens shouldn't be paying for Mayor Daley's Olympics. You can call it pilot payback.
There you go.
Definitely.
There you go.
Or I guess I'll hold it up, rebuild Megxit. Before you put anything in, you put the airport back in.
There you go.
Okay, very good. So, all right, Rachel, thank you. It's great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Have a good year.
You too.